From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Adam Felber, Roxanne Roberts, and Mo Rocca. And here again is your host at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium in Pasadena, California, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Carl stars in Star Trek Episode 7, The Naked Rhyme. It's a wedding-themed listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you. This round is all about family problems. Mo.
Yes.
In Japan, a new business is catering to those who don't have family or just don't like the family they have. What is this business?
Is it robot families?
No, not
like
robot
that?
Families.
Well, the Japanese love Hello Kitty. I'm just, can you give me a clue? Is it like,
well, it's like a geisha, but they just irritate you.
Oh, so are they kind of like geishas that are irritating? Are they like stalker geishas or
they're a backup geishas?
Geisharazzi.
The geisha is just an example. It's not the geisha per se. It's what is it? What can you do with a geisha that's
well,
clean?
You can accept her tea ceremony. No. You can
How
let
do
her
you
perform.
Get a geisha?
You get a geisha by buying one. You pay one. You rent a geisha.
You rent a geisha. Yeah. So instead of renting a geisha,
you rent a family.
Exactly right. You know, trying to get you to the right answer is like playing charades, except we're talking, Mo.
Water.
Wow.
All right, Mo, what we're thinking of is three words, and it's rent a family. Go.
It's hyphenated. That's one word.
Yes. So,
okay. I'm going to give you another hint. It's rent a family.
The company that will rent you family members is called Hagamashi Tai. In English, I Want to Cheer Up Limited. The company offers relatives for any occasion with a variety of options. For example, you can rent a standard mother. You can upgrade to the stepmother who will shower you with gifts in a pathetic attempt to buy your love. And let's say you rented an uncle for your wedding and the party starts to drag. You can get an on-the-spot instant upgrade to Creepy Uncle.
Mm. Oh, nice.
And there are a lot of rentable mother-in-laws just languishing, waiting probably.
Adam, the Wall Street Journal reports that as baby boomers become grandmas and grandpas, they are unhappy with what?
The quality of music festivals available to them. Not like it was, man.
No.
The baby boomers are becoming grandparents, and they're disappointed with the quality of...
No, they don't like something.
They don't
they're
like
grandmas
something.
Grandmas and grandpas, but they don't like...
Being called grandma and grandpa.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that makes
they don't like it. Those who were once known as Bubby, Zadie, Granny, Granddad have new handles these days. Lefty, Sheriff, and Glamma.
Oh, Glamma instead of grandma?
Oh, that's horrible.
Baby boomers are now aging into the roles of grandparents, but they're still clutching onto their youth with their bony, mottled, liver-spotted hands. One boomer tells the Journal, quote, I don't see myself as a booby. That's someone from the old country who has an accent, looks frumpy. She then adjusted her hot pants, chugged an Ensure Cosmo, and shuffled away in her juicy couture walker.
That's an Inshirtini. That's horrible.
Baby boomers are going to become grandparents at an older age than many other generations because they had their kids later.
Exactly.
So, in fact, their grandparents at ages, you know, other generations, people were grandparents at 50, and they're not going to be grandparents till 60 or 70. So, I don't know why they're whining, frankly.
Well, it's got to be weird to look at a child and not know if that's your grandchild or a flashback. I'm totally seeing a baby. Anybody else here seeing a baby?
Oh, Everybody's like, yes, Neil.
Because I'm totally seeing a baby.